Hi, good morning. In a time when it is easy to feel disconnected from loved ones, high school friends, and our own congregation, I have never felt more connected with my faith. I remember from a very young age going to church and sitting in the back pews. I understood that there was a higher power and that they were an important part of my life, but it wasn't until recently that I truly felt connected. The youth program at St. Luke's has made me into the caring, outgoing, and courageous young adult that I am today. I still remember my first youth event with the church, when we ate at the Mellow Mushroom in Winston-Salem and then went to the Wake Forest basketball game. It was a pinnacle part of my life where I saw my faith as more than just going to church once in a while. With the transformation of the youth group room into a functional space that was comfortable, youth group was an exciting time of my life. But when I find myself most connected with the Episcopal community is my involvement with the Episcopal diocese at large. I still remember when I went to my first youth event happening. Getting out of the car and being with a group of strangers that would soon become some of my closest friends. This was the beginning of an amazing journey with the Episcopal Diocese. What started as a weekend where I reaffirmed my faith soon became a leadership opportunity in which I could help lead youth ministry for the entire diocese. Being a member of the Chartered Committee for Youth this year allowed me to connect with Episcopalians from across the diocese and collaborate to create an impactful weekends for younger youth. I will always cherish the in-person team events that started with all my friends and neighbors that eventually transitioned to sitting on a Zoom call working to create Bishop's Ball this year. As I reflect on my time as a youth member of the St. Luke's congregation, as well as my time working with the diocese, the overarching word that comes to mind is love. Love is a part of who I am as an Episcopal, and learning how to share this love with others is what I will take into the world with me. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. When writing this, I thought a reflection, okay, I can do that easy. All I need to do is think about the best times or the most influential experiences I've had at St. Luke's. When I sit to think about my past experiences at St. Luke's, the small, seemingly insignificant moments come to mind, like accidentally running into someone with my new creation who was not my mom at a Christmas party in the parish hall, or learning that the scary door near the acolyting closet is another sanctuary. I definitely remember laughing until I couldn't breathe in the youth room with Phoebe when we weren't supposed to be up there. Or feeling complete happiness when Dr. B gave us a little cup of goldfish after choir practice. These small, simple moments crowd my memory of St. Luke's. Each memory is filled with happiness, a feeling of belonging, or accompanied with discovery. The conversations I have had with St. Luke's members while packing bags at Rowan Helping Ministries stick out in my mind, as do the few minutes before the church service begins when each torchbearer is on edge because at any moment the torch may go out. Scouring the IKEA furniture store for a new couch for the youth room brought me happiness. I also have great memories of the songs we sang each morning during vacation Bible school. My time at St. Luke's has shown me that I have a second family that is constantly growing and supporting me on West Council Street. I see the beauty of this family and overwhelming support for the youth in this church, as well as a welcoming energy while we pass the peace when the sanctuary is filled with smiles and love. My memory, filled with simple moments, reveals the long-lasting impact of simplicity. Each of these instances has been an influential building block in my life. St. Luke's presence in my life has contributed to the person I am today, as well as the person I hope to be someday. I hope to offer the world and the people I meet a safe place that celebrates our differences and offers simple moments to change your life. I know I can be this person because St. Luke's has demonstrated this way of living for years. Thank you for preparing me for this next step in my life by giving me the love and strength I need to take with me on this journey.
I'm told you are supposed to begin a speech by introducing yourself. So for the few of you I have not had the pleasure of meeting yet, and for those of you who are not friends with Greg Shields on Facebook, my name is Phoebe Shields. I'm a senior at Salisbury High School, and I'm honored to be speaking with you today. I have lived in Salisbury for nearly 16 years. My parents made the decision to move our family here from Ashburn, Virginia, when I was only 2 years old. My dad recently shared with me that one of the reasons for this move was to give my brother and me the chance to grow up with a sense of community. When you look up the word community on Google, it gives you two definitions. The first is a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. So yes, I have successfully grown up in the community of Salisbury. However, I would like to talk about the second definition. The second definition is a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. This is what my parents were looking for when they said community, and this is exactly what we found in St. Luke's. The feeling of fellowship is so much stronger than what I initially thought when I learned that word. This feeling is like walking into open arms and being hugged until you are ready to be let go. To be perfectly candid, my parents have dealt with many grumpy Sunday mornings and me complaining about being too tired and just not wanting to go to church. However, these feelings always go away once I'm actually here. This is the wonder of fellowship. Even when you're in a bad mood or you're just an angsty teen, you can't help but feel the warmth and kindness of your community. I believe the St. Luke's Fellowship is so strong because of the positive and inclusive mindset we as a congregation share. I have grown up in a generation reluctant to join church communities, as there are so many cases in which supposed Christianity has gone hand in hand with discrimination and hate. Not only have I never felt this at St. Luke's, but I'm proud to say I often feel the opposite. I will never forget the day I heard Father Robert use female pronouns when referring to God. You just asked my mom, I'm sure I talked her ear off about it all that afternoon. Being part of this beloved community has given me the opportunity to grow up to be completely myself and never be ashamed of it. However, more importantly, it has taught me to walk through life with an open mind and a loving heart. Thank you all for the part you've played in giving me roots and wings. Now, as I join my new community, I only have one last thing to say. It's a great day to be a Tar Heel.